Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guests this week, John Erickson and Diane Stark from Jamestown, New York. Together, they're helping addicts and their families in the Pearl City find hope and healing. Let's listen in. Opioid and drug addiction, a huge problem in Jamestown, New York, as it is in a lot of towns throughout New York. Now, how did you get involved in this outreach program, John, at your church, Jamestown Community Chapel?
Well, in Jamestown, New York, unfortunately, there's been an influx of a drug issue with a lot of the youth in our area, and it's affected me personally. My niece, at age of 22, left us and left two young children behind, and that's when it became real to me that there is an issue. I mean, we'd already seen dozens of young people pass away due to drug overdose. And then the issue became, how do you handle it in your mind? What do you do about it? How do you assist your community? How do you continue to move on knowing that maybe you could have done something more? Maybe you could have helped more. Maybe you could have seen it earlier. And how do you deal with those thoughts, those issues inside yourself? And of course, I'm sure there's plenty of others out there doing the same thing, wondering if they could have done more, if they could have seen it sooner, and was there help out there?
Let's bring Diane in here. Now, Diane, you're actually licensed to help addicts go through the recovery process. Why did you feel it was so necessary to take that step?
Myself and a very dear friend of mine, Cindy Penhallow, have both been touched by addiction with some of our family members ending up with custody of grandchildren. And we could not find a place for support where we could get our own answers in the community. A passion started growing, and turning to God, he led us in the direction of, first of all, seeking training, of which the last year and a half we have been seeking our certifications through the state of New York. From there, looking for some type of a ministry to be involved in the recovery outreach group, whereby we would help people in the community that are struggling, either in seeking recovery or family members of people who have been touched by addiction.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guests this week in studio, John Erickson and Diane Stark at the Jamestown Community Chapel in Jamestown, New York, both part of a new program to help addicts and their families win this battle. And John, it is a battle. You've seen it firsthand, as you mentioned, with the death of your niece. In your opinion, what's it going to take, John, to finally end this scourge of addiction in Jamestown?
It's going to take a lot of work, a lot of volunteers, a lot of places for children to go, a lot of things for children to do, a lot of distractions from the norm. There's people, places, and things where they're being attacked numerous times throughout the day, directly, indirectly, through social media, where they're able to find avenues to get what it is that they're looking for, or to be, you know, introduced, or to be put pressure on them to try new things, to do new things. Education and good role models, you know, what you can do to better yourself. I mean, we can get into your relationship with God and your relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's the thing, the only thing that could take you from addiction.
Diane, you're on the front lines of this. What are your thoughts here?
Everybody's pathway is different. Their length of recovery is different. You're in recovery forever. The trick is to find your strengths to be able to deal with everyday life as it comes at you. Our program it's a faith-based program where you're going to get your strength from God himself. How can you get any better than that?
John, we go back a ways in radio, working together many years ago, and I know this is an issue that's tough for you. When you talk about addiction and overcoming it, what would you like to say to kind of wrap up our conversation?
I lost my niece at 22 years old and had no idea what to do about it, how to feel, how to think. How does that even happen to somebody when somebody that young that has their whole life ahead of them, and she was smart and beautiful and had two beautiful children, and was ready to take on the world and she's gone. And it doesn't discriminate. There are plenty of programs out there for the addict. But then what we're here for is also the family members that are touched by this.
That's John Erickson and Diane Stard at the Jamestown Community Chapel in Jamestown, New York. This week's Hometown Heroes. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.